preparing for this freezing weather. And we have Fairhope City Council President Jay Robinson joining us in the studio now for Community Contact. Good morning, Jay, and Merry Christmas.
Hey, good morning, Lori. Merry Christmas to you.
I know you'll have a good one with your beautiful children and your lovely wife.
We sure plan to. Thank you.
Very good. Very good. Now, well, since we were just coming out of the weather and the cold, I do have a statement from the city that we want to let folks know. Y'all have decided to close some restroom facilities and turn off some water while we're awaiting and dealing with this sub-freezing weather.
Sure, and I think the city, and it's on the city's Facebook page, obviously, and it's got certain locations where the waters and the bathrooms may be closed. Mm-hmm. So just pay attention to that. Obviously, preparing for some freezing temperatures coming this weekend.
It'll be the restrooms at City Parks on the Fairhope Pier on Friday, and they will remain closed until Monday when they'll reopen, and they're also going to just ask you to shut off water to your piers and bulkheads and take the other regular precautions that we normally do when this happens. This isn't quite normal, though. This is a little more severe than we're used to.
Well, you know, I mean, it's you kind of hope around here for a cooler weather at Christmas. I think we had weather in, what, the 80s last week,
right.
And now we're looking at freezing temperatures for Christmas, so I don't like the cold, but I am looking forward to some colder weather for Christmas time, for
right,
sure.
Right, me too. So, because Monday is a holiday, the city offices and administrative offices will be closed on Friday and Monday. The council meeting was moved to today at 3:30. First on the agenda after the mayor's report and the council comments, a public hearing to rezone 3.79 acres at Main Street and Parker Road. So that's a lot of folks think that's Montrose, but that's still Fairhope,
mm-hmm.
right there.
It is.
And they want to rezone from a PUD to a low-density single family.
Yeah, that's kind of the opposite of what we normally deal
right,
with,
I
going
know.
from low-density to high. But, yeah, this is a request, and it looking at what they have put forth to the Planning Commission and now to the council, it's at the corner of Main Street and Parker Road, and it's designed to be an 8-lot subdivision right there on the corner.
Okay. And so that's about a half acre a lot, so sounds reasonable.
Yeah, I mean, the plans look good, and obviously we'll wait to hear what our planning department has tonight, but the Planning Commission voted to move forward.
And at last council meeting, the council took the vote to no longer issue building permits outside of the city limits and within our planning jurisdiction.
Correct.
Because of this SB 107. Well, that's really got some implications maybe people weren't quite aware of. I mean,
well,
we could lose revenue and kind of control of growth. What do you think?
The SB 107, which, you know, our vote made it effective sooner than it would have, but it was going to take effect, I believe, saying it right, either June or July.
Right, that's what I've heard.
So
well,
it
you
was,
had no choice.
It was coming either way, and we attempted, you know, over the last year or so to come to an agreement with the county on maybe a larger planning jurisdiction than what we were left with, but ultimately we couldn't come to that agreement. And for our employees and planning moving forward, it seemed like the right move to go ahead and make that change now, so that we are looking forward to and looking at what we can control from here on out. And we made sure, and we asked some questions of the planning department, that to hopefully make sure that if we make this change even a couple of months early, we weren't going to miss something major in the pipeline that maybe we would want some more control over.
Right. Now, as far as the regulation of subdivision, that was discussed at the planning meeting, commission meeting, but that's not been voted upon yet.
Mm-mm. That's correct.
Do you anticipate that coming up on the agenda soon?
I would imagine. I mean, obviously, it's got something that we have to consider sooner rather than later, because it does have implications that we need to plan for.
This would also give the county complete control of the subdivision regulations outside of our city limits within the planning jurisdiction, which is also kind of strange because, what, a year ago, the council passed a moratorium on building in that planning jurisdiction, And now we're going to be relinquishing all control.
Yeah, and that's, again, I think that's unfortunate in some regard because, you know, even though it's not in the planning jurisdiction any longer, it still has an impact on our community.
Certainly.
And so, obviously, again, I think our goal was to stay as involved as we could in as big a radius as we could because the impact is still going to be felt by the residents of Fairhope. Unfortunately, we could not come to that agreement with the county to keep that going.
The Planning Commission resolution that has yet, they've got to vote and then the council has to vote, but the wording is what was interesting to me, where Baldwin County has provided notice to the City of Fairhope and Fairhope Planning Commission of its intent to assume responsibility for the regulation of the subdivisions outside of the city limits yet within the planning jurisdiction. So the county is the one that's moving forward and apparently not wanting to negotiate. Mm-hmm. And I have reached out. I don't know yet who I will be interviewing on this, but and it'll be after Christmas at this point, but we'll look into it. And
And the good news is, or I say good news, but the kind of another issue here is, you know, you've had these districts pop up, zoning districts that people have voted in place, mm-hmm. and that will also have some impact on what goes in some of these areas and can control what can be built and how things can be built out. So there's still some protection by some of the movements right. that the community and the citizens have made, but at this point, Fairhope is not able to control it.
Okay, let's get back to the agenda now and talk about, I see an annexation. That's one way you can control is encourage annexation.
It is, and you know, again, and it, going back the 6-7 years I've been part of the council, annexation for a lot of people is an ugly word because they believe annexation means that they lose control over what they can do, and that's there's some truth to that. But at the same time, when you and your neighbors are annexed in, there is some control over what can be built around you also.
Right.
And so this piece in particular is, I think, the last piece that's connected to the current Publix development over on Battles.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of the last sliver in that cluster that's not annexed in, so it seemed like a logical thing to do, and obviously the owner is now requesting that.
Okay, that's a public hearing tonight, 1.7 acres to be annexed in as B2 general business at the northeast corner of Greeno and Old Battles there, right next to the Publix. Resolution number 7 looks like a new sidewalk projects along Fairwood Boulevard from Fairhope Avenue to Bayou and then Patlin to Jan and Blue Island from Fairhope Avenue to Gayfer with ALDOT will be providing some grant money.
Yes, and so, you know, connectivity for us in Fairhope, both downtown and outside of downtown, is important. You got a lot of people that like to walk around in downtown or in Fairhope in general, and sidewalks are apparently very expensive to construct. And so we've gotten this TAP grant, and I think it's about $800,000 with the grant money. And so the city will contribute a little under $200,000 towards that, and approximately 800 of that coming from ALDOT.
Very good. Number 8 is to hire an urban forestry consultant for the undeveloped 108 acres known as the Triangle property, not to exceed $42,000. What is that for?
So, you know, as we move forward with kind of plans for Triangle property, you know, we discuss it, I feel like, almost every week in some regard at the council meetings. We just need to know what's out there, you know, what the makeup of that environment is out there, so we know how to manage it. There may be things that need to be removed or there may be some invasive species that are out there that we have to.
I saw something on TV about invasive species.
And so we just need to know what we're dealing with and what's out there so we can figure out a proper plan to manage it moving forward.
Okay. And pickleball courts are coming to Quail Creek. Number 9.
Pickleball is just sweeping the nation.
Yes.
It is remarkable that I went to lunch with one of our local senior citizens probably 6 years ago, and he said, if you haven't played pickleball, you need to. It's incredible. Everybody loves it, and it's blowing up. We can't find room at the rec center to do it. And since that time,
uh-huh.
it's everywhere now. And so, yeah, we're We are making this moving forward with this construction out at Quail Creek, and it should be a very welcome addition to that area.
And number 10 for the Recreation Department, more improvements to the Volanta baseball fields. This will be a contract for fencing, $75,950.
Right. Anybody that's driven up and down 98 past the rec center recently has seen the construction going on. They are building four new baseball fields right there. This is just a fencing project to keep that construction going, to hopefully be ready by the spring season.
Yep. Okay. Looks like some other things are just budgeted items that will be formally approved, some firewall IT support and others. Anything there you want to mention?
No, you know, number 16 is, you know, we're hiring Tischler Bice to come in and again look and review our impact fees. It's something we're required to do every so often to make sure that we are collecting and allotting those fees appropriately.
And impact fees are for builders?
Correct.
Okay. And we could, I suppose, be passed on to the homeowner.
Sure.
That's hired the builder.
But you know, there's certain ways that you can spend that money, and you have to examine, I guess, the actual impact in your area to determine what the appropriate ways to allot those.
Okay,
funds
so
are.
That's more about how to spend them than what to charge.
I think it's a combination of the
okay,
two.
Okay. And number 15, I think, is of interest because Jessica Sawyer is leaving the city as special projects and grant manager, and you'll be instead changing that job to a grants coordinator. And what an important job that is when we constantly talk about, and you just mentioned, $800,000 for sidewalks and the city's pays $200,000.
Absolutely. Look, losing Jessica was a huge loss for the city. She did a great job.
Yes, she did.
It did a great job in a very tough time, especially with there being a transition. So we were very sad to lose her, but you are absolutely correct that because there are so many grants available in so many of the things that Fairhope tries to do to improve things for the community, it is a very important job because like we did just mention, $800,000 in TAP grant money for sidewalks, that if nobody's paying attention to that, then maybe we don't get.
Well, just about every single agenda, there's at least one or more grant
absolutely.
Project that the city pays usually, what, 20%? And
right,
grant provides
yeah. I mean, grants aren't magic money. I mean, the city has to put money with it, but
right.
when they are for things that we want to do anyway or have plans to do anyway, when you can get 80% or 75% or even 50% of the cost covered on those things, it's incredibly valuable to the city.
How are you liking being Fairhope City Council president?
You know, it's an honor to be able to do it. It hasn't been so bad. I did joke on the night that they elected me that Councilman Conyers seemed incredibly happy to be passing the torch to me, so that definitely concerned me a little. But no, it's been very easy so far. The mayor does a great job of communicating with me and with the other council members. Our city staff does a great job of letting me know the things I need to know. So they make it a lot easier than it should be.
You actually run the meeting, chair the meeting, and then you assemble the agenda. I suppose the agenda is your final.
So yeah, product. so I am presented with an agenda based on things that either by time or by need to be placed on it, and then I have the authority to remove those from the agenda if they are not ripe to be heard, or if there is some other issue that doesn't allow them to be heard at that moment. There are other ways to get things on the agenda other than just me as council president. If it has two other council members and the mayor's approval, it can be placed on there.
Okay.
Also.
Okay. I didn't even print. Is there a work session today?
There is no work session.
Okay, then
today.
I didn't miss it. Okay. So just the council meeting, which will be today at 3:30 p.m. in council chambers. Due to the fact that Monday is a holiday. As always, if you can attend the meetings. If you can't attend them, you can watch them live or later on the City of Fairhope's YouTube channel. Anything else, Jay, you want to mention?
Yeah, I just want to remind everybody that the Fairhope City Council will be bartending tonight at the Fair Oak Brewing Company, I believe at 5:30, with all the tips and proceeds going to the Fair Oak Educational Enrichment Foundation.
How fun is that?
It's great. It's a great
all
time.
All right. Thank you so much, Jay.
Thank you.
Fair Oak City Council President Jay Robinson here on Community Contact. If you missed part of this interview or you want to tell a friend, you can listen to it later at WABF1480.com.